Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and in today's episode of Life and Fire TV, I'm going to take you behind the scenes at an event, kind of like a mancation, where there was 700 dudes, and it was an event called Emerge. And so everything from competing to all kinds of challenges that we had to do to camping, all kinds of good stuff. But I've got three big takeaways that I want you to check out, so stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
So I've got three takeaways for you, and the first one is that we are literally capable of 10 times more than we think that we are. And we saw that throughout this entire event. So whether it was people competing, doing bench press or pull-ups or carrying sandbags around or putting their heads under buckets of water with ice cubes in it, holding their breath, what it demonstrated is that we're capable of literally 10 times more than we think. And the reason is because in those environments where, you know, men are competing, what ended up happening is that we had some of these young guys on our team, which we just sent them into it, you know, each time because our goal was to win. But what happened is that in the ice bucket challenge, people had to hold their heads under a bucket of ice water and hold their breath as long as they could. And so what happened is that they could hear and they knew when other people were bowing out. So there was 22 teams and they knew when people were coming out and how many people were left. And so what happened is that it just pushed them to the next level. And so there was one guy that held his breath for 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Think about how crazy that is. That's not your lungs. That's not like some skill that he had. It's just up here. And so when you think about your mindset, you can literally push yourself way further than you ever thought possible, even holding your breath. Another example of this was on our team, we had a young guy named Sebastian and also this other guy, Austin. And so Austin, when he was doing his bench press, he got to this point where he did like 40 reps on the bench press. And you could see that his muscles were completely done. I mean, they were thrashed and his body was like shutting down. But based on the environment and based on like the competition and everyone's yelling, he was in this state where he literally busted out an extra 5 reps. And it was just sheer heart and determination to win. And it was the crowd and the energy from that and the accountability of everyone else on the team. And so you just saw that literally he did more than he's ever done before in his life because of that environment. So where can you put yourself in environments like that to grow 10 times further than you think that you're capable of? So the next takeaway, number two, is about proximity. So anytime that you can be around people that have the lifestyle that you want to have or be around influencers, it's going to elevate you. And it's just by being in that environment, it's going to change who you are. You know, they always say that, you know, you are the sum or you are the average of your 5 closest friends and who you hang out with. That's exactly why mom used to always say, you know, they don't want you hanging out with the wrong crowd, right? So as, you know, for us, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a father, mother, whatever it may be, find other events, get in front of other people so that you can put yourself in that environment where you can 10x your mindset, where you can grow your life and just be the best version of you and live your life on fire. And so with the proximity, what was great is that we were able to be around everyone from entrepreneurs to top leaders. And what happens is that you're just able to see how they think, hear how they think, And it just shifts your mindset. And if you're around people like that long enough, it's gonna change who you are. So it's like if you wanna be a millionaire and then you start hanging around millionaires, you're gonna get there way faster than if you just did it on your own, hanging out with people that are, you know, maybe broke. So that's number two. Number three is all about the content. And so at this event, the content was just exceptional. And again, I wanna encourage you to find an event, you know, near you. For us, we have Life on Fire Fest, which is coming up at the end of August. So definitely check out Life on Fire Fest 2016. It is going to be absolutely epic. But when it comes to content, one of the speakers had this really cool concept about thinking how children think. So go back in your mind and think when you were a child. Did you have big dreams? Right? Any child, when they are young, life hasn't just beat them up, right? College hasn't taken these big dreams and brought them down to 40K a year base salary getting out of college. And so as children, we think we can do anything we put our minds to. And what he explained is that what if you lived your life with that same mindset of a child, which is there are no limits. There's nothing that can stop you. There are no limits. And why not just push and press in for your dreams? The other thing he talked about is that as a child, children ask for anything. I mean, think about, you know, when you were a kid, or maybe you have kids, you know, and you're going in the, you know, you're walking down the grocery aisle and it's like, Mom, can I have, you know, can I have a Snickers bar? And it's like, no. Can I have a Snickers bar? No. Can I have a Snickers? No. And then it's like, after 50 times of asking, what happens? You get the Snickers bar. And so the same thing is true. If we take that mentality, you know, as adults, it's like if we were to continue to ask for what it is that we want, that might be praying to whatever you believe in and constantly asking and dreaming and thinking that it's possible. And it's expecting the result. And when you have an expectation over your life that you are going to get where you want to go and you have that belief, a lot of things are going to shift. So what are you not asking for? And that's my challenge to you. Think about in your life, where are you settling and what are you not asking for? So I want you to just think about that. And I want you to start asking for what it is that you want. Whether you're in sales, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a mom or a dad, start thinking without limits, asking for what you want and going for it. So that wraps up today's episode of Life on Fire TV. I would love for you to like and comment and leave your feedback. Come say hello and absolutely check out Life on Fire Fest 2016. Where it is going to be literally the most epic event of the year. I am so stoked, I can't wait. So we'll see you soon.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.